Христос воскресе! Вітайте у нашого русинського народносного висилання про русиню із Пітсбургу. Дорогі браття і сестри, днес знову переживаємо велику радость. Воскресе Христос і радуйтеся ангели! Воскресе Христос і мертві не єдин Бог робі! Христос бо устав у мертвих начаток усобших бист!
Christos voskrese, voistino voskrese. Hello and welcome on this glorious Orthodox Easter Sunday to the Carpathia Rusyn Society Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. here on WPIT Radio AM 73. Today's special Easter program has been paid for in its entirety by a very generous donation from Bill, Patty, and John Novotnik of North Huntington, PA, and we thank them for their continued support of the Rusyn culture.
Christ is risen. Indeed, he is risen. Christos voskres. Voistino voskres.
Carpathia Rusyn Society Heritage Program can be heard around the world via the internet at www.c-rs.org. Go to the left-hand column, click on the date of your choice. This program is the only Rusyn radio program sponsored by and financially supported by the National Carpathia Rusyn Society. If you are a CRS member, then this is your program, and your support is very much needed to help keep us on the air. We can also be heard streaming live here at WPIT AM73's website. Just go to www.wpitam.com, click on the big button which says Listen Live. So if you're in Pittsburgh, Pedachin, or Petrolina, call your relatives, let them know that we are here. Next, we have a message from Metropolitan Nicholas. He is the Bishop of the Carpathia Rusyn Orthodox Diocese.
Христос воскрес. Два слова, только два недолгі слова, но які вони дорогі для чоловічеського серця під час празнування воскресення нашого Свайчайшого Спасителя із роба. Христос воскрес. Сі слова знамення нашої побіди, знак нашого спасення, основа нашої надежди, істочник нашого духовного торжества. Христос воскрес. Сі слова значить, що торжествує правда і понищається сіганство, царствує світ і тьма, розоїш щасла, лікує жизнь і поруганна смерть. Велика радость після довгого постного часу, воскресення після смерті, торжество після об'єднання і опливання. Таку силу має права духовної чистоти і святості. Церков наша особенно почас паскальний час і має бути радосним часом. Лікуючи христолюбці, така є сущність того праздника. Невіста Христова, наша свята церков, призиває нас словами, лікує нині і веселіся Сіоне. Небесе убо достойне да празнує, же мир видимі жени і невидимі, Христос повоста веселє вічноє. Нині ся ісполнішася світа, небо же і земля преісподная, а празнує убо сю твар востання Христового. Бо нем же утверждається, і через воскресення кажі і синов чоловічеський ставається і числиться причасником жизни вічної. Воскресення Христова дає нам надію, що і ми воскреснемо, гроб є нашою послідною станицею, той на землі, але не послідною в нашому вічному животі. Після воскресення Христа святого апостол Павел чинно імішеся в очі смерті, сміється о смерті, гдити смерті жало, гдити ада побіда. Над нами більше ані смерті, ані ад не має власті, ми во Христі воскреснем. I greet you with the greeting of the angels, Christ is risen, and truly he is risen. During this very sacred time of ours, our church prepares itself to celebrate the great feast of the resurrection of our Lord. But watching the evening news can be most discouraging when we see the death and the destruction in our fallen world, especially in our schools, where children are killing one another, gangs fighting with gangs. In the land where Christ rose from the dead, where injustice after injustice is being perpetuated, and throughout the world where moral decay and decadence seems to prevail. Nevertheless, with Rusyns all over the whole world, and with this coming feast to feast, our faith and hope is renewed and we are reminded that Christ has indeed destroyed death, and the devil And having Christ as our anchor of hope, we the faithful do indeed rejoice. I wish all of our listeners, I wish everyone throughout the United States and the Rus'in people everywhere that we have a blessed and a holy Pascha, and that we enjoy the spirit of hope that prevails among us at this time, that Christ is with us. Christos voskres, voistino voskres.
On Saturday, April 25th, the Women's Day of Reflection will be held at St. John the Baptist Cathedral, Greenshee Road, Munhall, PA, from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., the theme being Healing in Wholeness. Lynn Holden, a therapist and spiritual director who works with adults and couples at the Samaritan Counseling Center, will discuss women's health and spirituality. Musician and theater arts teacher Claire Molinaro will present Reflections from a Caregiver. Ms. Molinaro cares full-time for her parents in addition to leading a parish youth ministry outreach. Marian Sebastiano, who owns the Salt Box Gallery in Ohio and is a master gardener and floral designer, will talk about herbs from biblical times while making a wreath from these herbs. A silent auction runs out today. The Byzantine Seminary Press and Mount St. Macrina Gift Shop will have items for purchase. Cost of the event is $28, which includes lunch, and is sponsored by the Archeparchy's Office of Religious Education. If you are interested, call 412-322-8773. Proceeds benefits the women's shelter in the Pittsburgh area.
Oh,
Seize the cultural experience of a lifetime. Join the Carpathia-Rusyn Society on the 5th CRS Lemko Homeland Tour to the Lemko region of southeastern Poland. This tour will take place July 10th through 25th. Spend 15 exciting days exploring your Lemko-Rusyn roots and experiencing, the living culture of the Lemko people and the scenic, haunting beauty of the Carpathian Mountains. Visit villages such as Zindra Nova, the museum there, really beautiful museum run by our good friend Fedor Gotch. Go to Povrojnik, where one of the oldest surviving wooden churches dating back to the 16th century still stands today. CRS tour organizer and leader Nancy Rivak teams up with the Lemko-Rusyn cultural leaders in Lemkovina to provide experiences and insights that help you fully understand the richness and fullness of the Lemko-Rusyn culture. Visit those centuries-old wooden churches, see the villages which are still standing and weren't destroyed by Aksja Wisła in 1947. Learn about that history and the history of Lemkos and the politics that helped shape the Lemkos' ancestors' lives and beliefs. Enjoy the camaraderie of the local Lemko people. Hear the heartwarming and sometimes heartbreaking stories of what happened to the Lemkos throughout the centuries, especially in 1947. Enjoy their songs and dances, their foods and traditions. Walk in the footsteps of your ancestors. Since July is the height of the tourist season in Poland, you got to get your seats now before space is gone. So to secure your spot on this tour, you got to do the following. Immediately contact Nancy Rivak. You can email her at lemko-tour@c-rs.org or give her a call. Area code 310-473-8522. You need to complete a registration form, a $350 deposit, and send it to Nancy. The prices for this tour, double occupancy, are $3,790, and single occupancy at $4,275. Again, that is July 10th through 25th, CRS Lemko Homeland Tour. Call Nancy Rivak, 310-473-8522, or you can email her, lemko-tour@c-rs.org.
Yeah.
hope you have enjoyed today's special Easter program. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us again next week for another unique and interesting Carpathia Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Christos Voskrese, Voi Istina Voskrese.